Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us on the line is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start. We got a lot to get through with school budget votes today in New York.
Yes, all over the region and all over New York State, in fact. School districts will be holding elections to fill school board seats and voting on budgets and propositions to fund big projects. In the Capital Region, the costliest proposed budget is the City of Albany's. It's a $221.8 million budget on the ballot. In Saratoga Springs, three people are seeking four seats on the school board, and the voters will be deciding on a $6.5 million capital budget to improve school facilities. Schenectady has a proposed $164 million budget, but it's unusual there because while it's one of the biggest districts in the capital region, only two people have filed to run for the three open seats on the Board of Education, so there'll be a write-in candidate, perhaps, who might win. The polls are open anytime from 6 o'clock in the morning. Some are already open. Some are opening at noon. Most are staying open till 9 p.m., but in a few districts like Waterford and Saratoga County, they're closing at 8. So it's best to check with your local district or check our list on timesunion.com.
Check the list of the number of casinos and people involved with casino developments as new details are emerging in the capital region.
Yeah, there's lots of developments in this stepped-up competition to win a state license to open a casino in the greater capital region. The developers of a proposed casino in Albany have agreed to work with the Oklahoma-based Chickasaw Nation in the project near Exit 23 off the Thruway in Albany, and that's according to Mayor Kathy Sheehan. The Chickasaw Nation is one of the largest gaming tribes in the country. It operates 19 facilities. It has a huge facility outside Dallas-Fort Worth, and the developers are proposing a big project there that will also include a water park and a OTB betting site. Meanwhile, across the river in Rensselaer County, there was a public hearing last night that brought out a lot of people on a proposal by the Churchill Downs is teaming up with the Saratoga Harness and Race people, and they want to build a $300 million casino. Some opponents are saying it would cause a lot of traffic, and it would also interfere with a Girl Scout camp right next to it. And that project boasts 1,700 jobs and a lot of funds for Rensselaer County and the greater capital region. So, and meanwhile, later today, we're supposed to find out details of the proposals along the Mohawk River in Schenectady. The Gillespie Group is expected to announce that it's going to be working with Rush Street Gaming of Chicago to make that casino project a reality. Lots going on. There's other projects in the capital region that are still rolling out their details, but it's very active right now as the deadline for the final applications at the end of June is coming near.